We find ourselves in the days following the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Therefore, we will discuss the Shavuos of Tovshin Lamed Ches, 1978, 45 years ago. This is based on a Yuman, a diary, which I wrote then, at the time. On the Friday, the 4th of Sivan, the Rebbe traveled to the Eyal, the resting place of the previous Rebbe. On this day, the Rebbe relayed a Shavuos message via telegram to Chabad centers throughout the world. I'll read it as it was originally in Hebrew and then translate it. Shabbos Sholem v'Yom Tov Sameach v'Kabbalas HaTeira b'Simcha b'Pnimiyus u'lahamshich zeh b'chol hashana kula v'hokel esef fela Yigalenu v'yarenu niflois b'vias malkom m'shicha b'koriv mamish. In English, peaceful Shabbos and a joyous Yom Tov, and receiving the Torah with joy and inwardness, and to draw it down over the course of the year. And the Almighty who does wonders should redeem us and should show us the wonders in the arrival of Mashiach very soon. The year Tovshin Lamed Ches, Erev Shavuos, was on Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar. Rabbi Leibel Groner, one of the Rebbe's maskirim secretaries, relayed to the Gabbai, who makes the announcements after the davening, not to announce when Mincha will take place. Generally, when the Rebbe planned to Fabreng, the Rebbe would immediately leave the shul after davening, not waiting for additional announcements, which also included the time of Mincha. If the Gabbai saw that the Rebbe was waiting for that announcement. So when the Rebbe walked out before the Gabbai had a chance to announce Mincha, Chassidim knew there will be a Fabrengen taking place, and Mincha took place after the Fabrengen. The Gabbai did not announce Mincha. It was formally announced right after that a Fabrengen will be taking place. This was very exceptional, since after the Rebbe had his heart condition on Shmini Atzeres, the Rebbe would not Fabreng on Shabbos, but rather on Metzoi Shabbos, in order that a PA system can be used. The Maskirim announced that during the Fabrengen, when the Rebbe is speaking, if and one has difficulty hearing the Rebbe, one should not motion with his ear, trying to hear, since the Rebbe would then exert himself and speak louder, which may strain the Rebbe's health. The Rebbe entered Fabrengen at 1:30 p.m. In the Sichas, the Rebbe spoke that this Shabbos is Erev Shavuos, and therefore the preparation for Shavuos needs to be with the theme of Shabbos, the Einik Shabbos, the pleasure of what Shabbos expresses, and this needs to be expressed in all the preparations as we prepare for Shavuos. The Rebbe elaborated that this preparation is accomplished also with Torah and Tefillah. And the Rebbe said the following, we'll translate it here from Yiddish into English. As mentioned earlier, that we should utilize the time which is left till Shavuos to occupy oneself in the preparations for Matan Torah, including the study of Torah, the revealed part of Torah, and Pnimiyus HaTorah, Chassidus, with the introduction of Avedas HaTfilah, Davening. And the Rebbe continues, although we are already up to after Shachris and Musaf, so it's still possible that a person could delve into the Davening, Arichas HaTfilah, during Tfilas HaMincha. And although by the older Chassidim we did not see the inyan of Arichas HaTfilah, extending the Tfilah and lengthy format in Tfilas HaMincha, so the reason for that is because they have already spent hours in Tfilas Shachris, And Memela, they didn't really have time that they should be able to have Arichas HaTfilah in Mincha. But those who have already completed Shachris and Musaf, according to their understanding of Shleimus, of completion, for Shachris and Musaf, they can, and the Rebbe adds, onachlayas, without responsibility. The Rebbe says they can extend and continue in the Mincha in a more lengthy form. In general, the Rebbe would fabreng the evening before Erev Shavuos and also deliver a Maimer with the formal Nigun sung prior to the Maimer. At this Fabrengen, the Rebbe requested that the Nigun, before the recital, the delivery of the Maimer, which the Rebbe would be giving, should be sung. And the Maimer began with the words B'shoshi Ikdimu, when Yidden said Naseh V'Nishma, which is the commitment to accept the Torah, announced by the Am Yisrael on this very day, the fifth day of Sivan. So the Rebbe delivered a Maimer, which began with the words B'shoshi Ikdimu, which took place on this very day. One of the Rashis, which the Rebbe chose to elaborate on, as usual by the Shabbos Fabringen, was Bamidbar, Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Mem Vav, Chapter 3, Verse 46. This discusses the Pcheirim, the firstborn. The Rebbe added a line that this relates also to him, since he is a firstborn. The Rebbe also elaborated on his father's comments on the Zeyar, as usual at the Shabbos Fabringen, and also on the final chapter in Pirkei Avos, which is learned on this Shabbos right before Shavuos. During the Fabringen, the Rebbe instructed to sing the Rebbe Marashnigen and to repeat a certain section 9 times. The Fabringen concluded at 4 p.m., followed by Mincha, during which the Rebbe received Aliyah of Shlishi in Mashiach Sefer Torah. When leaving the shul after Mincha, the Rebbe motioned to Rav Zalman Yaffe, who would be a very steady visitor coming to the Rebbe for every Shavuos, that he begin a nigun and to sing it loudly and freilich. After 15 minutes, the Rebbe went home. This was a very big simcha for Chassidim, a first Shabbos Fabringen in 9 months since Chodesh Tishrei. In the evening, the first night of Shavuos, the Rebbe entered the shul as usual for Ma'ariv about an hour and a few moments after Shkia sunset to mark a full complete last day of Sfira, which was Erev Shavuos. After Ma'ariv, the Rebbe signaled to Rav Zalman Yaffe to sing, and when he began the Nigun V'Samachta, the Rebbe motioned that the singing should be more intense and stronger, and the Rebbe then returned to his room. We will, in Mirza Shem, continue in the next installment.